यमुना तीरवन चारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहा, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहा। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमदिष्टिवाइन ग्रह सभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमदिष्टिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की, नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। गोलोकेर प्रेम धन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Canto 6, Chapter 1, Verse 32. Uchur nishedhitastamste vaivasvata purasara keyuyam pratishedharo dharmarajasya sashanam rajasya shasanam. ऊचुर निषेधितास्तांस्ते वैवस्वतः पुरः सदाः केयूयं प्रतिषेधारो प्रतिषेध धर्मराजस्य शासनम्। ऊचुर निषेधितास्तांस्ते वैवस्वतः पुरः सरा पुरः सरा केयूयं प्रतिषेधारो धर्मराजस्य शासनम्। वैवस्वतः पुरः सरा केयूयं प्रतिषेधारो धर्मराजस्य शासनम्। What to a translation? Uchu replied, Nishedita, being forbidden, Tan, to the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, Te, they, Vaivasvata, of Yamaraj, Purahasara, the assistants, Ke, who, Yuyam, all of you, Pratishedharaha, who are opposing, Dharmarajasya, of the king of religious principles, Shasanam, the ruling jurisdiction. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: when the order carriers of Yamaraj, the son of Sun God, were thus forbidden, they replied, "Who are you, sirs? that you have audacity to challenge the jurisdiction of Yamaraj purport. According to the sinful activities of Ajamil, he was within the jurisdiction of Yamaraj, the supreme judge appointed to consider the sins of living entities. When forbidden to touch Ajamil, the order carriers of Yamaraj were surprised because they had never been hindered in the execution of their duty by anyone within the three worlds. We will see translation of 33rd shloka also. Dear sirs, whose servants are you? Where have you come from? And why are you forbidding us to touch the body of Ajamil? Are you demigods from heavenly planets? Are you sub-demigods? Or are you the best of devotees? So in the shloka, the word is Siddha Sattama. The Purport, Prabhupada says, the most significant word used in this verse is Siddha Sattama, which means the best of the perfect. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Manushyanam Sasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaye. Out of millions of persons, one may try to become Siddha, perfect, or in other words, self-realized. A self-realized person knows that he is not the body, but a spiritual soul. At present moment, practically everyone is unaware of this fact. But one who understands this has attained perfection, and it is called as Siddha. When one understands that the soul is part and parcel of Supreme Soul, and one thus engages in the devotional service of Supreme Soul, one becomes Siddha Sattama. One is then eligible to live in the Vaikuntha planets or Krishna Loka. The word Siddha Sattama therefore refers to a liberated pure devotee. Since Yamdutas are servants of Yamraj, who is also one of the Siddha Sattama, they knew that a Siddha Sattama is above the demigods and sub-demigod, and indeed all the living entities within this material world. The Yamdutas therefore inquired by Vishnudutas why the Vishnudutas were present where a sinful man was going to die. It should be noted that Ajamil was not yet dead, for the Yamdutas were trying to snatch the soul from his heart. They could not take the soul, however, and therefore Ajamil was not yet dead. This will be revealed in later verses. Ajamil was simply in an unconscious state while the argument was in process between Yamdutas and Vishnudutas. The conclusion of the argument was to be a decision regarding who would claim the soul of Ajamil. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मिलितज्ञेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साधवैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्ते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So, this is a wonderful pastime where Ajamil, who has committed so many sinful activities in his entire life, and as per his karma, Yamdutas have come to take his body, his soul. And as everyone knows that he took the name of Lord Narayan, his son, unintentionally, and immediately the Vishnu Dutas came. So first we will discuss this glory of chanting holy name. We will discuss this pastime, so wonderful pastime of Chaitanya Charitamrit, since Gaur Purnima is coming and is one of the beautiful pastimes, where just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, how a person is saved from the greatest calamity. Ajamil did it unintentionally, and devotees do it with surrender and shelter. So we'll be discussing this pastime of Gopinath Patnaik from Chaitanya Charitamrit. So Gopinath Patnaik was a tax collector at the place called as Malaya Jathya Dandapat. So he used to collect taxes. So every time he has to submit some amount of cowries, corn shells, gahanas, to the government. But he used to keep some. He never used to give completely, but he used to keep something and use it for some different activities, for sense enjoyment, as described in here. So once many devotees there ran to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and started telling that your devotee Gopinath Patnaik has been raised on Changa, the Badajana, the eldest son of King Pratap Rudra, has raised this Gopinath Patnaik on Changa. He's about to die. Please help him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but why he's been treated in this way? Then devotees started telling that this is the reason that why he's being treated. So he asked that why didn't he repay the debt? So when Gopinath Patnaik was being asked by the government to pay the entire amount, so he said that currently I will not be able to pay the debt, but there are my horses, there are few horses of mine, you can take that in appropriate price, and then gradually I will pay the remaining amount. So that time King Pratap Rudra selected one of his sons, the eldest sons, in fact, his name was Badajana. So he was very expert in dealing with horses. So he was told to go with Gopinath Patnaik and give appropriate amount for the horses that he was ready to sell to the government. But then when Gopinath Patnaik showed all the horses, this prince, he quoted a very low price. So Sei Raja Putra Mulya Kare Ghataya Gopinathera Krodh Haila Mulya Sunya. So when this prince, he gave a very low amount for these horses, Gopinath Patnaik. So Gopinath Patnaik was very dear to Pratap Rudra Maharaj. They were all devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Gopinath Patnaik, all the brothers, Vaninath Rai, Ramananda Rudra, they were very dear to Pratap Rudra Maharaj, and they were they had special affection and they had special hand of King Pratap Rudra Maharaj. So he was little fearless. So when the prince quoted in this way, so this out of joke, out of just to taunt, so this son of king, he had some problem. Sei Raja Putrera Swabhava Griva Firaya Urdhva Mukhe Bara Bara Ityu Tichaya. So he had this disease, he used to see up and again and again he used to see here and there. So then this Gopinath Patnaik said that you cannot quote such a low amount for my horses. Amara Ghoda Grivana Firaya Amara Ghoda Grivana Firaya Urdhvana Hichaya Tate Ghodara Mulya Ghati Karite Na Yuyaya. So my horses don't look above and see here and there. Okay, so you cannot quote such a low price for my horses. So this was like a personal thing to the prince, and he was a prince. Okay, so we should be very careful in dealing with like powerful people. And immediately he was like offended, and he went to Pratapruddha Maharaj and said that he like constructed a story that this Gopinath Patnaik is not ready to give the debt, and he is telling that I will not give. Do whatever you want. Then Pratapruddha Maharaj says, he asked Pratapruddha Maharaj, shall I use my method to make sure that he gives the money? So Pratapruddha Maharaj says that do whatever, make sure the money comes back. Okay. So he made in such a way the story that he got the freedom to act in any way. So immediately he went, he took Gopinath Patnaik and he raised him on the changa. He's about to kill him. Okay. So that was the situation when everyone started running to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. So everyone was repeatedly asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these are your pure devotees, please help him. Okay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what should I do? Okay. Yes. He is supposed to give the money to the government, and he is, instead of using the money, giving the money to the right person, he is using for his own sense gratification. Okay, so there are many pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where like in the pastime of Chota Haridas we see, in the pastime of Kala Krishna Das we see. Mahaprabhu, when a devotee commits mistake, he doesn't take side immediately. Okay, he doesn't sanction the mistake of the devotee. He disapproves it. He in fact he takes strict action many times. Here also he was totally indifferent. His pure devotee, who are these five like brothers of Bhavananda Rai? They are Pandavas. Okay, but here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like totally indifferent. That what can I do? Okay, and he gives a very wonderful example. This property of that government, the money of government, is in fact more important or more sacred than property of a brahmana also. Okay, so similarly applies when we take money in donation. Okay, so many things comes in donation, and that's actually, if we see our institution, that should be used in seva, that should be used in service. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so after some time, another devotee used to come running and said, he is about to die, like he's just about to die. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being, after repeatedly requested, please do something, please do something. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, what are you expecting from me? Should I go and beg in front of King Pratapruddha Maharaj with my uttari that you please give me 2 lakh kahanas? A beggar can ask at least minimum 5 gandas, it said, like minimum little bit amount. But you are expecting me to go and ask 2 lakh amount. It's impossible. And why he will pay me so much money? And why should a sannyasi, he is not yet ready to see, like Pratapruddha Maharaj is trying so much to have one darshan, and you are expecting me that I should go in front of him and request him to leave? A person who has committed a sinful activity, has committed a sin, and he is giving the punishment. So what's my role? But still, like, here another very wonderful example, like this network of association of devotees. Okay, so many times there is like every one of us are sadhaka. Okay, we will discuss again in detail. But sadhaka means mistakes will happen. Okay. We are sadhak, we are at the stage of practicing devotional service. We are not perfect, we are not siddha. Okay, we are sadhak. Sadhak means definitely mistakes will happen. Okay, so only shelter or only support that a sadhaka has is the network of devotees. Okay, so these devotees will never leave. Okay, so again we will discuss later. So everyone's repeatedly we are going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requesting again and again. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Tate rakshak karite yadi hayasa baramani sabameli janaha jagannathera charane. If you all really want to help him, okay, Tate raksha karite yadi hayate hayasa baramani. If everyone has a desire to help him, go to Jagannath, go to Lord Jagannath. Okay, and ઈશ્વર જગન્નાથ યારા હાતે સર્વ અર્થ કર્તુમ અકર્તુમ અન્યથા કરી તે સમર્થ. હી હેઝ હી ઇઝ ઈશ્વર, હી કેન ડુ એનીથિંગ. ઓકે, કર્તુમ અકર્તુમ અન્યથા કરી તે સમર્થ, ઇઝ ઓલ પાવરફુલ ટુ ડુ એનીથિંગ. સો એવરી વન ઓફ યુ પ્લીઝ ગો ટુ લોર્ડ જગન્નાથ એન્ડ દેન હી વિલ હેલ્પ યુ. એન્ડ વેન ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ જસ્ટ ડિઝાયર્ડ લાઈક ધીસ, વેન હી ડેવલપ ધીસ ડિઝાયર્ડ, ઓકે આઈ વિલ, હી જસ્ટ એવરી વન શુડ ગો ટુ લોર્ડ જગન્નાથ. ઇમિડિયેટલી વન ઓફ ધ મિનિસ્ટર વેન ટુ, હિઝ નેમ ઇઝ હરિચંદ પાત્ર, ઇમિડિયેટલી વેન ટુ કિંગ પ્રતાપ રુદ્ર મહારાજ ઇન હી સ્ટાર્ટેડ ટેલિંગ દેટ ગોપીનાથ પટનાયક હિઝ લાઈક યુઅર સો ડિયર ફ્રેન્ડ, ઇઝ ડિવોટી ઓફ લોર્ડ ચૈતન્ય મહાપ્રભુ, વાય યુ વોન્ટ ટુ કિલ હિમ? હી ઇઝ જસ્ટ લાઈક હી જસ્ટ હેઝ ટુ ગીવ સમ મની. So even if you kill him, what profit you will gain? Then Pratap Rudra Maharaj was shocked that I don't know anything, what's going on, who is killing him, who is killing whom? Then he said that this Bada Jana, this eldest son, is about to kill Gopinath Patnaik just because he is not able to pay the money. Pratap Rudra Maharaj immediately sent this messenger and said that no, he should just take the horses in a right amount and leave Gopinath Patnaik. So he went running, okay, and Gopinath Patnaik was released, and Vaninath Rai's family was also being arrested in the same like situation or case. So they were also being arrested and they were also chanting the holy names of the Lord. So everything was settled. He was released, Gopinath Patnaik was released at the last moment by mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then one messenger came and he described everything to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what was Vaninath Rai doing, okay, when he was arrested? Wonderfully, like, explanation comes here, what he was doing actually. Then that messenger says, Se kahe Vaninath nirbhaya laya Krishna naam, Hare Krishna kahe avishram. Okay, when Vaninath Rai was arrested, okay, Se kahe Vaninath nirbhaya laya Krishna naam. He was chanting the holy names of the Lord. But the point is, his hands were tied. Okay, how he can hold the beads or he can do anything. So he was chanting, Sankhya lagi dui hate angule tha lekha, Sahasradi purna hai le ange kate rekha. Okay, so Sankhya lagi dui hate angule tha lekha. So he was chanting the holy names on his fingers. Okay. And when he used to complete 1 lakh holy names, he used to make a mark on his body. And in this way, he was like completing his whatever 16, 20, 32, 64 rounds. Okay. So there is no obstacle to, like, nothing can, many times we see, okay, we are in this situation, maybe after the situation is settled, we can get more absorbed. Okay. Many times we see, like, at least in our lives and more explicitly in lives of like whom we are preaching, some we ask devotees, some people who are chanting, some of them come and say, I have left chanting from last 10 days, why? Exams are going on. Okay, or this trouble, this problem is going on in my life, therefore I have left the chanting. Okay, once this is settled, then I will start again chant. So I was just contemplating. Many times it happens in our lives also, like when situation is like tough, rather than taking more shelter, we try to think, okay, once this is settled, then we will complete our rounds. So it was like contemplating that, what is our real shelter? Many times, even after chanting, even after taking shelter and practicing, we think that our expertise, our so-called skills, is more powerful than chanting the holy names of the Lord. Okay, and we tend to take shelter, and in such situation, and like neophyte, many times neophyte devotees in initial stages, they'll tend to leave chanting altogether. Okay, just because even though we are practicing, many times it happens that the shraddha, the faith on chanting, we don't have that much as we have faith on our own like skills or expertise, and we try to settle the things with our own strength, and then we try to go again to chanting. And this is the mistake, like greatest mistake that we do in, we read in Shastras, like Draupadi, he asked help from all the devotees, all the members present in the assembly. But when she was helpless, she even tried to protect herself with her own strength. But then she failed. Okay. Gajendra, he tried to protect himself with all of his strength, but he failed. So no one can conquer Maya with his own energy, okay, with his own strength. But time and again, we fell like fall in this trap of let me settle the things with my own strength, then again we will take chanting, like complete the holy names. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased with this activity of Vaninathraya. Okay. Then everyone departed, and Kashi Mishra, Pratap Rudra Maharaj every day used to come to the home of Kashi Mishra and he used to massage his feet. Okay. So that day when he came and he was massaging the feet of Kashi Mishra. Before that actually, Lord Chaitanya went to Kashi Mishra's home and he was telling that, I don't want to stay here, I want to go to Alalnath. So Kashi Mishra said, why you want to go to Alalnath? Devotees, people are coming, devotees are coming with me for material request. Okay, they are telling, so this incident of Gopinath Patnaik, they were repeatedly coming and asking to leave him or protect him or give him shelter. What will I do? I am a sannyasi and devotees are repeatedly coming and disturbing me for some worldly affairs. So I don't want to stay here. I will go away. Then again, Kashi Mishra told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, oh Lord, you need not go anywhere. Okay. So, your real mercy is not protecting someone, but your real mercy is actually you give him love of Krishna. Okay. If someone worships you, tomara bhajan phale tomate premadhan vishaya lagi tomaya bhaje sei murkhajan. If someone worships you for some material benefits, okay, vishaya lagi tomaya bhaje, okay, sei murkhajan, he is a foolish. Okay. So your real mercy is that you give grant Krishna prem. So you should not go anywhere, and I will make sure that no one will come you with in front of you with this request ahead. And then he said that again he cited Gopinath Patnaik. He said, actually Gopinath Patnaik, there is no fault of Gopinath Patnaik in this. He never sent anyone to you. Okay. All the friends and messengers of Gopinath Patnaik, they were coming to you and they were requesting on his behalf. Actually, Gopinath Patnaik is a pure devotee. In spite of such a big scene that has been created, he said, Sei shuddha bhakta ye toma bhaje toma lagi, apanare sukha dukha haya bhoga bhogi. Even in this situation, Kashi Mishra is telling that Gopinath Patnaik is actually, of course he is a pure devotee, but considering this situation, is like, apanare, he is not like very much considerate about his happiness or distress. He is actually your pure devotee and a surrendered soul. Okay. So, please don't go anywhere. And somehow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was satisfied. But then, Kashi Mishra got disturbed. So next time when Pratap Rudra Maharaj came and he was massaging his feet, then Kashi Mishra told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu might go to Alalnath. He expressed his desire to go to Alalnath. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj was shocked. Why he wants to go to Alalnath? And he describes the whole incident, what happened. And then Pratap Rudra Maharaj was actually very much pained with this. And he said that rather than I will forgive all the debt of Gopinath Patnaik. Then Kashi Mishra said, no, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be more displeased with this. Then Kashi Mishra said that, and here is Pratap Rudra Maharaj. He says that, Ekakshana prabhura yadi paiye darshan, koti chinta mani labha nahe tarasama. Here is Pratap Rudra Maharaj. He is like, one darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hankering like anything. Okay, he's ready. He says that forget about his debt. I am ready to give up my life. I am ready to give up all my property, everything, to have one darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to like express desire to go to Alalnath. So I will waive off his debt. But Kashi Mishra said, no, if you do like this, he will become more displeased. So he said, no, you have to just explain Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Bhavananda Rai and all his sons are like, Bhavananda Rai in fact is worshipable to me. And all his sons are very, very dear to me. Therefore, I have kept them as tax collectors like Ramananda Rai was a tax collector. So all this, like, I have kept them at various important posts. So you just tell him that he didn't know about the situation and he just waved off everything. Absolutely out of relation and nothing because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So immediately after this, Pratapradra Maharaj called for Gopinath Patnaik. And then Gopinath Patnaik came there. And he said that all your debt is waived off. I remove all of your debt. Okay. And I give back your post of as a tax collector of the place that you were previously there. And why you do such things? Why are you not like giving the entire sum to the government on time? Maybe there is shortage of money that you are having. So what we can do? We will double your salary. Okay, whatever the salary is there, we will double that. And after telling all this, he called Gopinath Patnaik and he gave a silken cloth to him as an honor. Okay, and then Gopinath Patnaik is thinking, कहा चांगेर ऊपर से मरण प्रमाद कहा नेत धाति पुनः यही सब प्रसाद. ओके, वेर आई वॉज, वॉट वॉज माई सिचुएशन? आई वॉज अबाउट टू बी किल्ड ऑन द चांगा. ओके, एंड हियर इज द सिचुएशन दैट आई एम बींग लाइक अवॉर्डेड और आई एम बींग गिवेन द रिस्पेक्ट ऑफ बींग विथ अ नेत धाति सिल्कन क्लोथ. ओके, so all these brothers went with Bhavananda Rai to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was telling that actually he was, Gopinath Patnaik told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, changera upare tomara charane dhyan kailu charana smarana prabhave yehi phala pailu. Okay, when I was being raised on the changa, I was about to die, only one thing I did, I was meditating on your lotus feet. Okay, so he was about to die. So we can see his qualification of a devotee, how much a person is like a pure, has taken real shelter, that when he is in distress, he will immediately take shelter of Krishna. Okay, so even at such extreme situation, when he was about to be killed, he was meditating on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and we can see the miracle. Okay, where he was being about to kill, where his debt is waived off, his salary is doubled, he's given the post again, and he is being respected with a silken wrapper. But then the question arises: is this the real mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? All he was like, salary double ho gaya, silken cloth mil. Then he says, no, this is not the real mercy. Your real mercy is actually on Vaninath Rai, Ramananda Rai, who have no attachment, who have no inclination for any sense enjoyment or material enjoyment. Okay, your real mercy is actually when you award them this, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awards someone totally distaste in enjoying this material happiness, that's the real mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whoever takes mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he says that a real devotee actually rejects five types of liberation, what to say about things of this world. So here he sincerely requests Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to please bless him also with this mercy of pure love at his lotus feet and total disliking towards material enjoyment. Okay, so then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explains that it's very difficult to understand mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At one time he was totally indifferent, okay, as if like even if he is being raised to Chanda, even Changa, and even if he is like about to die, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was totally indifferent. But then at another point he's like embracing everyone and he's telling that all of you are my eternal servants and I will never leave you. Okay, so no one can understand mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, even if you try, no one can understand with logic mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, so again he says that whether you understand or you don't understand. Okay, ye iha sune prabhura vatsalya prakash prema bhakti paye tare vipada yayanash. So even if you understand the mercy, able to understand completely or not, whoever hears this pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivering Gopinath Patnaik, yehi yaha sune prabhura vatsalya prakash prema bhakti paye, he develops love for Krishna, and all of the challenges, struggles, calamities in his life is removed. So this wonderful pastime. But then in this context, Prabhupada gives a very important verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, at one time when Kashi Mishra was discussing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that this time Lord Jagannath saved him. Okay. Who will save him next time? Okay. This time somehow he was saved by mercy of Lord Jagannath. Who will save next time? So then in Purport, Prabhupada says this statement that a devotee may commit mistake. Okay. He may be saved by mercy of Krishna. But if he keeps a mistake, who will save him? So he is giving this warning, okay, that you can't commit the same mistakes again and again and again. So there are many pastimes. We see this in pastime. We will just discuss these glories of holy name. So there are many pastimes where it's described repeatedly that just by taking one name of holy name, okay, once the holy name, all the sinful reactions are destroyed. Okay, it's Brihad Narad, Brihad Vishnu Puran. Namno hi yavati sakti papa nirharane hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki nare. One doesn't has so much strength to commit sinful activities that just one holy name cannot destroy completely. Okay, even if he commits sinful activities with all of his strength for eternity, even then he will not, like, one holy name is enough to destroy all the sinful reactions. Okay, so Skanda Puran, just chanting one holy name, guaranteed liberation. Okay, then Devahuti, Mother Devahuti said that Aho Bataswa Pacho to Garyan Yajjihuvagre vartate nama tubhyam te pustapaste juhvu sashnuraya brahmanuchur nama grinanti yete. He says that even if some person is like about to chant the holy name, Yajjihva agre vartate nama tubhyam, his name is not yet like come on the tongue. He is just, tongue has started vibrating, about to take the holy name. Yajjihva agre vartate nama tubhyam. What is the result? Tepus tapaste juhvu sashnurarya. He must have performed all the ritualistic activities, perform all the dana, punya, bedrin, all the sacred rivers, whatever qualification, yeah, like all other activities are there, pious activities are there. He has done everything. Then only the holy name is about to come on the tongue of this person. Okay. Just by a glimpse of the holy name, everything, all sinful reactions are destroyed. Again, we see in pastime of Haridas Thakur. So when he was with Balaram Acharya in the home of Majumdars, okay. So everyone seeing Haridas Thakur, they were like glorifying holy names. So some were telling that by chanting holy names of the Lord, one achieves liberation. By chanting holy name of the Lord, one achieves all the sinful reactions are lost. Okay. Then Haridas Thakur immediately objects. He says that this liberation and destruction of sinful activities, these are byproducts of holy names. Okay. It's like he gives example of sun. Okay. Even when the sun is not visible, the darkness is gone. Okay. Similarly, when the holy name is like a person has not yet developed, started chanting pure holy name, all the sinful reactions are destroyed. One need not like come to the actual stage of chanting pure holy name. Viprakahe nama bhase yadim. Then there was this person there, Gopal Chakravarti. Okay, he was a Brahmin and he started arguing that what are you telling? For this liberation, like people have to read so much of Shastras, perform austerities, tapasya, then one achieves liberation. And he was saying, no, just by a glimpse of the mercy of the holy name, all the sinful reactions are destroyed. Okay. Then Gopal Chakravarti says that, no. He said, if it doesn't happen, viprakahe nama bhase yadi muktinaya tabe tumara nakakati karaha nishchaya. Okay. So, I will cut off your nose if it doesn't happen. With just by Namabhaja one doesn't achieve liberation. And Haridas Thakur also says that, yes, if Namabhaja doesn't give liberation, I will cut off my nose. Okay. So that is the faith, that is the power of holy name. And as the pastime goes, that after some time, automatically this person's, Gopal Chakravarti's, this nose, he got developed leprosy, and his nose and toes and fingers, he's like, was, he lost it. Okay. He was affected by leprosy. So that's the power of holy names. We hear so many descriptions at so many places. Okay. But then, what should be our mood? Okay. One aspect is, holy name has power. Even seeing one darshan of Lord Jagannath, even if performing one parikrama of Govardhan, okay, going to holy dham, you will never come back to this world. Okay, you will achieve prema of Krishna. So we have so many things, but at the same time, does it really happen? Okay, why we are still struggling? Okay. And how should we take this? If here pastime of Ajamil, just chanting one holy name, practically he got darshan of Vishnu Dutas, and he was, after that he practiced and achieved mercy of Krishna. So all these pastimes are there to inspire us to take shelter of Krishna. Okay. All these wonderful pastimes, glories of holy names and different dhams and darshans are there to inspire us to take sincere shelter of Krishna. Okay. Krishna's mercy cannot be calculated by logic. Okay. So if Putana gave poisoned milk to Krishna, she achieved the position of mother in universe. I was discussing with Gauranam Prabhu, so we were just making scripts with this to be written on the boards. Putana tried to kill Krishna, she achieved. So in the, if just one liner, Maharaj said that you should have one line description. So Putana tried to kill Krishna, but she achieved liberation. Okay. Aghasur wanted to kill Krishna, but he achieved liberation. So Maharaj was telling that one should have some take home message. So we were just discussing that if everyone starts reading this, so he was trying to kill Krishna, achieve liberation. Kill Krishna, achieve liberation. What is the take home message? Try to kill Krishna, achieve liberation. The take home message might go in that way. So this is not the real like mercy. This is not why these pastimes are described. This is not like what is the purpose of these pastimes. Purpose of pastime is like, if Krishna is so merciful, this holy name is so merciful, dham is so merciful, then one should sincerely try to take shelter of Krishna. One should sincerely try to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Okay. One should not calculate that, okay, Tulsi Arati, we do parikrama, yani kani japa pani, brahma hatyadikani. Even if you kill a brahmana, that sin is destroyed. That does not mean that killing five brahmanas and performing parikrama, Tulsi Arati, everything will be nullified. Okay. So that does not happen. So this is, therefore, to commit sinful activities on the strength of holy names. So these all glories are there mentioned in Bhagavatam are to inspire. If Krishna is so glorious, so merciful, then we should take more shelter and one should not take it lightly. But then second aspect comes that one should become sincere. Okay, even after performing devotional service, we may not intentionally commit some mistake, but then that's the position of sadhana. That's the position of sadhaka. Okay, we may not commit activities or some things intentionally, but we will do it because we are not yet purified. And how to deal with that? How many times? Prabhupada also said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that this time Lord Jagannath saved. Who will save next time? Okay. But then again this question comes that one mistakes happen, and many times we think that, okay, never again we will perform this mistake again. Then again the mistake happens again. Yesterday very wonderfully Sridhama Prabhu was asking that how many times we will just keep asking forgiveness and we are committing the mistake again and again and again. How many times should we ask for forgiveness? Okay. So one extreme is do mistake and take shelter of holy name and it will be nullified. That's a wrong idea. Another is, how many, I am committing the same mistake so many times and I am taking shelter of Krishna, I am taking shelter of holy names. So it somewhere it means that I am a hypocrite. Okay, I am not a right person. I am not a qualified person to perform devotional service. Because maybe I am committing this aparad of committing sinful activity on the strength of holy name. This is another extreme, and then a person can go in a state of hopelessness, depression, that I am not meant for this. Okay, so this is another extreme. Then I will just discuss this example. At one time, 1974 in Mexico, there was this person who was like, he left Krishna consciousness, he left chanting, and then he came in front of Prabhupada, and there were so many devotees sitting, and he asked that, "Prabhupada, I left chanting and I was strayed away. I was in fear that, did you reject me? Did you reject me forever? Because I left the instructions that you gave me." And Prabhupada, he became grave, and with his head low, he said that Krishna is all powerful. He can do whatever he wants. With his just desire, he can convert entire world into pure devotee. But I am not Krishna. Okay. So for preaching mission, I require each and every one of you. I require help of each and every one of you. And because you have helped me so much, I am eternally grateful to you, indebted to you. So I can never leave you. Okay. So that's the state of Guru. Okay. So one extreme is, we commit activity and think that Krishna, Guru, everyone will forgive, and I will keep doing it. Second extreme is going into the mood of depression and hopelessness that I cannot do it. So another case we have that Krishna never leaves. Whatever we do, we sometimes might go in depression or frustration, thinking or calculating the mistakes that we have done in this lifetime. But what about the millions and millions of mistakes that we have been repeatedly committing in billions of lives before? So Krishna is just forgiving everything. So why won't he forgive this time? So we have to balance this. Again, this Garga Muni recalls this. So one time Prabhupada was sitting and there was this crazy person who somehow got initiated at San Francisco, and he used to come and start dancing like wildly and disturb devotees, and repeatedly he used to disturb devotees. And Garga Muni asked Prabhupada, "What should we do with this person?" Prabhupada said, "Our duty is to reform and not to reject. Train him, teach him." Okay, and like more better example, like once Jayatirtha, when he got initially when he got connected, he was like, he had taken drugs, okay, and he was like totally in not good conscious, out of his like consciousness, and Garga Muni asked Prabhupada what to do. He has taken so much of drugs, he's addicted. So Prabhupada said, again, we cannot reject him. So but he cannot come in temple, he cannot go with Harinam Sankirtan, so what should we do? Prabhupada said, close him in a room, tell him to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and just keep feeding him Mahaprasad. Okay, keep feeding him Prasad. So Garga Muni closed him in a room and told him, you start chanting. And he was chanting and chanting. And when he stopped chanting, he said, why did you stop chanting? Prabhupada said, chant continuously. And he started chanting and he used to ask, are you hungry now? Said, yes. Then he used to give a full plate of Prasad and he used to eat, and then again start chanting. And it took 2 to 3 days, he says. And he was like totally normal, and he came to consciousness and started practicing, and such wonderful services he did later. So that's mercy of Prabhupada, that's mercy of Guru. That one, we should not take for granted one extreme, that everything will be taken care. Shastra says one holy name can destroy all sinful reactions. One parikrama to Tulsi Maharani, everything will be destroyed. One extreme is this, we commit sinful activity on strength of holy. If we do it intentionally, that hypocrisy. But then sadhana means a person will keep falling, keep standing, keep falling, keep standing. How many times? There is no end to that also. He should have that sincere repentance. He should have sincere, of course, he should not do it intentionally, like he should try his best to reform himself, but something if happens, he should not go into depression, and he should again take shelter of Guru and Krishna, because Krishna and Guru, he never leaves anyone. So that's the for today. Thank you very much. If anyone has any questions or comments, then we can discuss. Or thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.